Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and also our island skies. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
How's it going, Dave? Well, this week's Stargazers, in the west, just after sunset, the planet Venus will be the brightest object in the night sky. Also in the west, till about 11 p.m., will be the giant planet Jupiter. Finally, Saturn will be rising in the east and will set at around 4:30 a.m. The moon is waning, and so this means our skies will become nice and dark towards the end of the week.
And this week, I understand we have another discovery up at the Mauna Kea summit.
That's right, another local discovery from the summit of Mauna Kea and from the Subaru Observatory. An international team led by scientists from Subaru have partnered with Gemini South in Chile to take remarkable images of a distant solar system. These images reveal a ring of debris surrounding a star that's very much like our own sun. There is also evidence to suggest that a mysterious unseen planet is affecting this huge dust ring.
And how do they know there's a planet there?
Well, the position of the dust ring has been found to be offset from where it should normally be, giving it a sort of elliptical shape. We think this elliptical shape can only really be caused by the gravitational effect of an orbiting massive planet.
And a dust ring is what?
So this will be dust and gas, bits of rock and ice, and all the good stuff that goes to make planets.
And if this planet is influencing this, it's got to be a pretty large object.
Definitely. In fact, astronomers are using computer models to try and estimate just how big this mysterious planet may be. So far, they estimate it must be at least the size of Jupiter or Saturn.
And is it made out of gas, too? Or?
It's almost certainly going to be a gas giant.
And when they say gas planet, Christopher, it's not the kind of thing you could just fly right through it with a spacecraft, or could you?
No, not really. I mean, you could fly into its atmosphere, but the deeper you got, the denser the gas would get until eventually you'd be crushed by the immense pressure.
Or maybe it'd stall out the engine.
Exactly.
And again, more on the discovery itself up there at Mauna Kea.
So this discovery was actually made using the Gemini Planet Imager. This is a brand new instrument, and it's highly sensitive. It took only 50 seconds for the ring to be detected. Now, this is pretty amazing considering that previous instruments can take almost over an hour to do the same job. It's an amazing leap forward, and it also means we can expect a lot more amazing discoveries from the observatories of Mauna Kea in the future.
And we'll be looking forward to hearing about those here on Stargazer. Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee's Christopher Phillips, thank you so much for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.